It's time to have our weekly chat with Flotess. She is your first lady of the Eugene sports scene, safely back in the friendly confines of Eugene. Find her work for KEZI Sports on channel 709 on your Xfinity system, online, KEZI.com, on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, a most delightful Friday to you. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Steve, except I almost got blown away in this win last night. Kind of like a rehash of that win in Phoenix, so I'm not liking it too much.
I want to start with the Final Four. We know Oregon fell in a heartbreaker, and last week we talked about all the fun stuff you've been able to cover at KEZI when you were in school at USC. And so first, when I walked into that stadium and saw that basketball court, I just thought it was weird. Had you seen that setup before? And I guess what was your first thought when you saw basketball elevated football stadium?
Yeah, you know, I've never actually played, I've never actually seen basketball played at a football arena before. But hey, I mean, there's been football at NASCAR and hockey at baseball. So, I mean, it really can't be anything. But I think probably the coolest thing about it was just how large the arena looked compared to the court. Because, you know, the football field obviously larger than a basketball court. So when it was kind of like this entire, stadium just looking over this one court. And I'm going to sound like such a nerd for saying this, but it reminded me of when I was a kid and I watched the Harry Potter movies. And they have that Quidditch World Cup, and it, like, just goes up really high, and then everyone's looking down on the field. Like, that's what I was reminded of. And I feel like such a nerd for saying that, but I feel like that's the best way to describe it.
That's awesome. We've mentioned early when we started to chat with you, you covered Olympics, all the great things that have happened here, football, track and field, softball, Elite Eight. So at your tender young age, you know, you followed this team from day one against Army. You went to Kansas City to the Final Four. So just personally, I mean, how much fun was this for you to kind of be a part of and cover this historic run?
Oh, no. I mean, this was by far the largest thing that I've been able to cover, and it was amazing. I mean, you know, that team was so awesome. You know, the Ducks really had something great going, and, you know, we'll see who comes back next year out of those big three names that keep popping up. But, you know, I mean, it was really, really awesome. And then, you know, despite all the foul calls and every single whistle that was blown by the ref in that final game, was all worth it for those last like 10 seconds down at the end. I mean, that's what you want in a championship game. So that was pretty awesome to see. It's definitely up there on a top things I've been to.
Talking with Kristen Rogers at KEZI. Let's throw a thought to the Masters. We know who the favorite was until he fell down the stairs. You also mentioned Rory McIlroy. But I love your other pick. I know you're one of my favorite golf savants, so let the folks know about John Rahm, why you picked him as somebody who had a shot in his first Masters, and who the heck he is.
Yeah, you know, John Rahm has been phenomenal recently. He's had, you know, a handful of top five, top ten finishes recently. He's just been really, really great. And I think one of the reasons why I thought he was going to do so well, I mean, he's, you know, one back right now. He's in this. If he has great control over the ball as well, distance-wise, I mean, he has just kind of, he's been on it. I mean, this is probably the most fun part for me is being able to sit back and watch the Masters this year, and, you know, I've had it on 24/7 pretty much. But, you know, he doesn't have the longest backswing, and I think that's one of the reasons why he has better control over the ball. But, you know, his short game needs a little bit here and there because a lot of the times, you know, you can't leave anything short, you know, if you're playing at Augusta on the greens. And that's gotten to him a few times. But, I mean, he's looking really, really good right now. And I feel like I kind of copped out by saying that I went with Rory McIlroy on Twitter. I was like, well, and I feel like that's kind of like a lame answer. But he is playing well right now. The other guy that I actually have with my dad, because my dad and I always make bets, is I have Justin Rose. I think he's playing phenomenally right now. And he is. I mean, you know, he had he's even today so far. He's one under right now as well. But, you know, it's cool to see, Charlie Hoffman leading the way. The guy always plays with a green glove. So I guess he just wants a jacket to match with it now.
No, that was a good call. And Rahm, for people who may get to learn. I mean, he was a guy who was just the best amateur in the world for like a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good story there. Played at ASU. Let's get to Oregon football. Novel concept, getting out there with your audio and video equipment and people actually watching practice. So do you like that concept, even if it's for spring ball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's really awesome. And they, you know, Oregon's doing a good job where, you know, they're controlling some aspects of it. So, you know, media's only in there for 30 minutes. But, you know, we're watching them go through some individual drills. We got a little bit of team drills at the end. But, you know, really it's cool just to be in there. And, I mean, I think this shows just how much transparency there is with this new staff, to be completely honest. You know, Dave Willifer, the SID for Oregon, came over to us on Wednesday to kind of give us the guidelines of what to shoot, what we can't shoot. And, you know, in the past, last season, we were able to shoot one spring practice. We were able to shoot 10 minutes of it, and we were contained to, like, a 20-yard segment on one side of the field only, but we could shoot practice. This was completely different. This was just don't run in the middle of the field and stay out of the ways of the guys and you'll be fine. So that was pretty cool to see up close and personal. And, you know, these guys are amped and ready to go. I made a point of talking with Rich Freeman and Darren Carrington, you know, two guys that chose to come back this year. And I tweeted out that they said they wanted to stay because they love the new energy. And I had people on Twitter tweeting me back saying, well, you know, they also wanted to improve their numbers. Yeah, of course, that's a reason as well. But I'm also saying, you know, the reason that they've now found that that willingness and that openness to play for Oregon again. Because there was an issue last year where, you know, people thought that teammates weren't playing for each other or even wanted to play for their team. And it seems like these guys are locked in now and they're ready to go. And talking with guys even like Troy Dye, he was amped to start spring practice, as was Mario Cristobal, Jim Levin, all these guys are. There's definitely a different energy, and there's a new swagger in that building, I'll tell you that.
Well, I wanted to actually touch on Mario Cristobal, who you guys have a good chat posted on the KEZI site, who, of course, he comes from Bama, and yeah, it's his new job, and he's excited about it, but his view of Duck football, for those who you can log on, I found it really insightful, kind of high praise, and interesting how he talks about upholding what he considers a very strong legacy at Oregon.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, he says that when he was at Alabama, you know, Oregon was always known as the fast school. You know, they're powerful, they're fast, they're very talented, and he wants to continue that tradition. I think what was one of probably the funniest things talking with him is, you know, he's saying he's jumping out of the skin, getting ready to, you know, go work with these guys and coach with these guys because he does want to get this program back to where it was. And, you know, that's the same message that you heard from players, from Taggart, from anyone you're talking to right now. It's, yes, you know, they've put those, you know, last season, even going back to the Alamo Bowl, I mean, they've put that in the rearview mirror. They're not thinking about that right now. This is a new program, new day, but they are relying on those old legacies that they had of being a very fast, a very powerful, and a very talented football program. And that's what they're aiming to get back to. They're not trying to create something new. They're just trying to create something better than what they had before.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI Sports. Couple of final thoughts. The new coach in Willie Taggart's new terminology, I guess, behind his daily philosophy, a moving depth chart. So what did Coach Tags have to say about what that exactly means and, I guess, how it breeds competition?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that fans can take away from that is that there's going to be more competition than ever at spring ball, and that's obviously going to bleed over into fall into the season. I mean, these guys, no one's safe pretty much. There's no guarantee as to who's starting. You have to compete every single day. And even talking with guys like Darren Royce, who should be, you know, and even Troy Dye, who, you know, Jim Lovett today said is going to be all over the field for defense, which I think is great to see. But, you know, talking with veteran guys, they have the experience and they're phenomenal players, but they have to earn it too. They have to compete. And I think that's great to get those guys back into that mindset that, you know, it's not just the younger guys who are trying to earn a starting spot. The veterans have to earn starting spots. And I mean, you see that in all of the, you know, the fact that there's no single digit jerseys. And, you know, guys like it. I mean, you know, Darren Carrington's now 22, Charles Nelson, 18. These guys have to earn it. And we were talking with them after saying, hey, new number. And they said, yeah, you know, hopefully this is just temporary. Because not only do they have to earn that starting spot, they want to earn the respect and want to want to earn being the dude that, you know, Taggart can rely on. And I think it's really going to not humble the team and these players, but it's going to make these guys very hungry. And you can already see that because they're working hard off the field, on the field, weight room, I mean, in the classroom. That was a huge thing for Taggart, was the academics. So this is definitely a brand new mindset for the program.
And lastly, basketball is over. No more airports. Ugh. You are again a local sports reporter. Assuming the weather doesn't interfere and we have to build an ark, what will you and the KEZI sports crew be up to this weekend?
Yeah, you know, we have more practice tomorrow with the Ducks. Today's practice was supposed to be open to the public, was closed because of rain and weather and whatnot. Don't know what the case is going to be for tomorrow, but we will be out at practice, get a chance to talk to the guys and kind of cap off the first week of spring ball. So that's going to be fun to talk about, get to. I still can't – there's softball, there's baseball. I mean, Steve, I'm really trying to wrap my head around one sport at a time, but getting back into the groove of things is going to be big. But there's a lot of local sports going on here, as you said, as long as we don't have to build an arc to get there.
All right. Channel 709 on the tube, KEZI.com, online, on Twitter, at Kristen E. Rogers. Always my pleasure, KR. You have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. You too, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.